This morning's message is entitled Taking Care of Business, based on Luke chapter 2, verses 40 through 52. I will begin by reading verses 48 and 49. And when Jesus' parents saw him, they were astonished. And his mother said to him, "Son, why have you treated us so? Behold, your father and I have been searching for you in great distress." And he said to them, "Why were you looking for me? Did you not know that I must be about my father's business?" Take care of your own business. Mind your own business. Most of the time when someone says this to us, it means we should not meddle in the affairs of someone else. Another way to say this is, keep your nose out of my business. But spiritually speaking, minding our own business or taking care of our own business means we are to do the task that God gives us, and to do it faithfully. In today's gospel reading from Luke chapter 2, we find both Jesus and his parents taking care of their business. As a parent, this includes providing for your own child's physical needs. 1 Timothy 5:8 tells us, "If anyone does not provide for his own, especially those of his own household, he is denied the faith and is worse than an unbeliever." Note St. Paul's strong words, not taking care of your children and family is a denial of your Christian faith. The business of a parent is also to provide for your children's spiritual needs. Proverbs 22:6 says, "Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it." This passage is quite clear and direct. The spiritual habits and priorities that parents and grandparents demonstrate can become the spiritual habits and priorities those children take with them into their adult years. As we try to mind our God-given business, there are challenges. We can become physically separated from our child, work too many long hours, fill the calendar with too many activities, find it so much easier to plop the child in front of an electronic device than to have face-to-face time with them. Buy them things to keep them occupied rather than giving them what they really need, ourselves and our time. In today's gospel reading, Mary and Joseph become physically separated from young Jesus. Let's read again just a few verses from Luke 2. And Jesus' parents went to Jerusalem every year at the feast of the Passover. And when he was 12 years old, the boy Jesus stayed behind in Jerusalem. His parents did not know it, but they went on a day's journey, and then they began to search for him among their relatives and acquaintances. And when they did not find him, they returned to Jerusalem searching for him. There's an understatement. They searched for him. Imagine the scene. Mary and Joseph would have made the long trip to Jerusalem with many other people, sort of a caravan, with family and friends. On the way home, they assumed the boy Jesus was with the group, likely playing with other children. One full day into the return trip, Jesus is nowhere to be found. Mary and Joseph return frantically to Jerusalem to find Jesus. There likely is no more hopeless feeling than a parent who has lost a child. Anyone who has lost a child or gotten separated from their child, even just for a brief time, can surely relate. We can also become spiritually separated from our children. Remember the prodigal son in Luke chapter 15? He left home and his loving father and ended up eating and sleeping with pigs. And one of the most beautiful verses in the Bible in verse 20. While the son was still a far ways off, his father saw him, had compassion, and ran to him, threw his arms around him, and kissed him. This story is a parable, and in it we are shown the very heart of God our Father. He is our loving Father who never gives up on us, no matter what we have done, no matter how far from his arms we have wandered. He comes running to us to throw his arms around our necks and to kiss us and welcome us home. Where are you spiritually? Where are your children and grandchildren spiritually? This is an important question. You and they are God's precious sons and daughters. In Jesus, God has come running to each of us. Jesus' Bethlehem manger and Calvary's cross and empty tomb show us how far God will go to love us, forgive us, and bring us home. He has never given up on you. Don't you give up on others. This is part of taking care of your business. In Jesus' life, death, and resurrection, we see really the business of Almighty God. Jesus himself said it this way, "For I, the Son of Man, have come to seek and save that which was lost." And back to today's Luke 2 chapter gospel reading. Here we see young Jesus taking care of his business and his heavenly Father's business. We read verses 46 to 49. After 3 days, Jesus' parents found him in the temple, sitting among the teachers, listening to them and asking them questions. And when his parents saw him, they were astonished. And his mother said to him, "Son, why have you treated us so? Behold, your father and I have been searching for you in great distress." And he said to them, "Why were you looking for me? Did you not know that I must be about my father's business?" In the Jerusalem temple at age 12, at the usual age our boys and girls are in confirmation class, the boy Jesus is discussing and explaining Holy Scriptures to Bible scholars and religious leaders. And some 20 years later, after he was a boy in the temple, Jesus was taking care of his father's business at the cross of Calvary. This business was defeating the powers of sin, death, and the devil. This business was paying for the sins of the world. This business was dying for you, in your place. This business was making you and me, a sinner, right with a holy and almighty God. This business was opening for you the gates of heaven. What his father's business now, what is his father's business now, in and through the church? Jesus is here in this place, where he promised he would be, here with his people gathered in his name. He is here, in his word preached and taught, in his sacraments of baptism and communion. And what business is he taking care of as he works in and through the church, in this church? He is strengthening the faith of believers. He is drawing unbelievers to the very heart of God. He is delivering to all people the forgiveness of sins. He is helping us to live as God's children in increasingly godless society. He is an encouraging and equipping families to be his help, to be his happy and healthy people. He is preparing us and all people for eternity. The Christian church is the only place where these gifts are available. This is why you are encouraged again and again to make a priority for yourself and your family and your children faithful participation in Bible class, Sunday school, and Sunday worship. Here is where Jesus is taking care of the business of delivering you the gifts God wants you to have here and now. And what about your future? Jesus' business is to one day bring you and all his children to his Father's house in heaven, forever and ever. Yes, our Lord Jesus is taking care of business, and that business is taking care of you. In the name of Jesus, amen.